Black Congratulatory is produced by the Bruce Nesbitt African American Cultural Center, better known on the U of I campus as BNAC, or simply the Black House. Ashley Davis is an assistant director at the Black House.
We were created in 1968, a house for Black students. It was a part of the list of demands after Project 500, that Black students have a place to go where they'd be safe to congregate. Prior to that, if four or five gathered around campus, there would be risk of arrest.
I think I know what Project 500 is. It was an effort to get 500 mm-hmm. Black students enrolled at U of I. Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you need an initiative to do that?
Well, following the passing of the Civil Rights Act and the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, the nation was in uproar. And so the campus took the time to look inward. And so this is one of our finer moments as a land-grant institution, where we said we really need to do a better job of reaching out to students, because students were going to college in Illinois, but they were going to Illinois State. They were going to Eastern Illinois University. They didn't feel welcome here at our land-grant institution. And so Jack Pelfelson, who was the chancellor at the time, said we're going to make a concerted effort to reach African-American and Hispanic students. And so they brought in 700, but the marketing was already done for Project 500, and so the name stuck. And so 500 African-American students, 200 Latino students. It was a good idea, but the university had not prepared for it in actuality. And so one of the demands that the students brought in order for them to have a safe place on this campus is to provide a Black house. And so Chancellor Pelfelson said, we will provide a Black house.
This isn't history Davis had to research. Her mother is Ollie Watts Davis, the legendary music professor who has directed the U of I Black Chorus for 36 years. Ashley Davis earned both her bachelor's degree and an MBA here. You could say she's firmly rooted in the University of Illinois.
I did not apply to any other college. I didn't want to go anywhere else. But I know that there's work for us to do. When I was a student, there are more African-American students on campus than there are now. So our numbers right now, out of 43,000, we have 2,134 African-American students. And so we are, you know, just hitting 5%.
And by comparison, international students outnumber you 3-1.
Yes, that is accurate. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did a story a couple of years ago that enrollment of Black students is declining. It's going the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So 2016 was the first time since 2008 that we had an enrollment of African-American students over 500. So we had classes of 300, classes of 400 entering. And so it's hard to maintain a presence on campus when your number is so small. And so the issues that our African-American students face are compounded because it's hard to create community when there is no one here. A lot of our students come from the Chicago area, and so we know that Chicago is one of the most segregated cities. And so a lot of our students don't know anything different other than community and haven. And so when they come here, it can be a cultural shock. I mean, so you think about a place that was not created for you, that you've come through, and while the university can do a better job of creating haven. This is coming from someone who loves the university. I bleed orange and blue. But I was like, there is work for us to do for this particular population. We don't necessarily make it a welcoming place for them. The microaggressions that my students have to endure from their professors, from their peers, and still do their homework at a Research One Division One institution, they are champions. And so we treat them as the best and the brightest because they are. They truly are. So the idea of finding a place where your culture is valued, where your jokes are recognized, where your nuances can be articulated and respond upon, it's those small things that make us human. And so as the assistant director, one of my goals is to help the students find haven. And so that's what we do here. And that's one of the things that we do with the Black Congratulatory Ceremony.
That concept of haven begins with welcoming each graduate's family, no matter how many relatives want to attend.
Many of our students are still first generation, not all, but I would say it's about half and half. And so the idea that you're graduating on behalf of the entire family, I am not going to be the one that tells you that your extended family cannot come. And that's one of the reasons why this is the ceremony that's so heavily attended, is because everyone can come, from the babies to your grandparents, to your great-grandparents.
It continues with spotlighting special achievements so that everyone can celebrate.
Last year, we had a Bronze Tablet scholar, Jasmine Washington. And so she's the top 3% of the entire university. So when we made that announcement, everybody went up because they know that she represents us and we represent her. And I think it's a part of our African-American community that when one succeeds, everybody succeeds. There's no competition in the regard of I'm better than you. It's competition in let's push each other to be the best.
So this isn't one of those ceremonies where they say, hold your applause until the end.
That's not the African-American tradition. And so I build into the ceremony time. Everybody gets 5 seconds. It's not a free-for-all, but I recognize how important this is. And so we make allotments for that.
This flexibility extends to accommodating students who blew the ceremony sign-up deadline and register late, sometimes really late.
It's normally our students who are in the College of Engineering who just have no concept.
They're just busy. They're busy. That's a hard school.
It's a hard school. And so they'll come and they're like, oh, my God, my mom got the mailing and she just assumed. And I'm just like, and so I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I always have a contingency plan for the, you know, for the 7 engineers. It's always engineers.
Because you're not going to turn somebody away.
No, I'm not. And so who show up the day of, say, sit here, these are your seats.
The ceremony is layered with meaning, from the kente cloth stoles each graduate wears to the pouring of libations to honor the ancestors. Davis takes special pride in providing one other flourish.
One of the things that we also do is we work to say their names correctly. In the African-American tradition, your name is your essence, which is why people are very intentional about naming children. And for many of our students, for their whole life, their name is mispronounced. And so if no other time in their living existence for something important, their name will be said correctly at the Black congratulatory ceremony. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Parents come up afterward, thank you so much for saying my child's name right. Thank you so much. Many of our students are of Nigerian or Ghanaian heritage. They'll go their whole life, their whole college career by their nickname, their pet name. But when it comes time for the ceremony, it's their given name. And so I want to make sure that I give them, you know, credit and make it right.